Austin Rivers, your 2011 Player of the Year, joins us now. Austin, congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
How surprised are you that you got the award?
I'm always surprised. I've just worked very hard, and I've just been on my game, these past couple of years, and I'm very happy and very blessed to win this award.
It has to mean a great deal just to even be thought about, Austin, to be a McDonald's All-American, to get that nod, and on top of it, being named the National Player of the Year. Is it humbling to you?
It is, man. It's a very amazing award. I'm very happy and fortunate to win an award, where a lot of great players have, done. I'm in an event where a lot of great players have came and played, and on top of that, to win this award that players like LeBron James and Kevin Love and Harrison Barnes have won, it just makes me very happy and just makes me want to even work even harder.
Seeing as where your dad has come from, being a professional and winning championships, and you now being the Player of the Year, do you ever find yourself comparing yourself to him, or are you trying to separate yourself from him?
It's more like a separate myself. We had totally different games, me and my father. It's at the end of the day, we both love to play basketball, and that's one thing we both, I think, share. He was a very dedicated person, and so am I.
All right, you now versus your dad at 18. Who's winning one-on-one?
I don't even think that's a question.
Is he going to have the same answer, or is he going to have a different answer, though?
I think he'll have the same answer. I think he does better with his suit and his tie.
How's his game now?
A little rusty. He can still shoot, but if it involves him moving his body, he doesn't do too well.
That is not a positive scouting report,
I give a true scouting report.
So you're heading off to Duke this fall, and of all teams, that's a lightning rod team. There is not a person in this country that follows college basketball that's 50-50 on Duke. They either love Duke or they hate Duke. Yep. Was that any part of your thought process of playing for a school where people do feel
all,
that
man.
Way?
I just looked at a school that best fit me, and I really had a close relationship with Coach K and the people over there, and I just really felt like I would thrive in that system over there. After I committed, that's when I started getting all these messages and comments about Duke, because it's very true. It's either you love Duke or you hate him, and a lot of people hate him, but a lot of people love him at the same time, so it's all good.
Austin, was there any thought at all of going to play somewhere with your brother now at Indiana?
Not at the time, because I wouldn't even get to play with him in the first place because he's older than me.
Yeah.
It would be cool, but at the same time, he was a lot older than me, and I wanted to go a different path, so that's why part of the reason I chose Duke.
Austin Rivers, the National Player of the Year, joining us on JJ and the Mouth. With the McDonald's All-American game coming up on March 30th in Chicago, how many of these guys do you actually know that are going to be in the game with you?
I know about a great amount of them. I'm pretty good friends with probably 80% of them. Some of them I know, but I don't talk to. But a lot of them I do talk to and text on a monthly, weekly basis. And some of them I talk to just about every other day. So it'll be nice to go and get to play in the same team with them, rather than always competing against them.
Now, just on Sunday, ESPN ran this documentary about the Fab Five in Michigan. And one of the things that they talked about was how Juwan Howard kind of committed to Michigan early and then spent a ton of time trying to convince the other guys to join him at Michigan. Have you been doing any recruiting yourself to try and stack the deck at Duke?
Not really. Just a little bit. I committed. Not too far long ago, so I haven't really had time to recruit any other players. I did try to work on Quinn a little bit, and fortunately, Quinn Cook committed as well as Benajay and Marshall Plumlee. So I'm very happy I got those guys coming with me.
What do you think about Duke's team this season and their chances as being a number one seed out west?
I think their chances are very strong. I like the team right now. They'd be a lot even. They'd be a lot better with Kyrie. But that's something they got to fight right now. It's something I think they're doing well. A lot of players are stepping up, such as Seth and Andre and the big men. So I think if Nolan keeps playing the way he's playing right now, they have a chance. And if they keep playing that defense that I saw versus North Carolina the other day, I think they have a chance. I think their chances are very strong to win.
Any opportunities for you to actually travel to any of the places that they could be playing in the tournament?
I don't know yet. With all these All-Star games and stuff coming up, I don't know what my schedule's like. But if there is a chance, I would definitely like to go see a game, of them play. There's nothing like going to see an NCAA game live. You know, college basketball is very fun to watch, let alone be playing there next year. So it'd be exciting.
Besides Duke, and obviously you're going to be loyal to them because that's where you're going to be playing next year, who else in this field do you think has is a real threat to win it besides the Blue Devils?
Right now, the way UConn's playing, I think UConn is. You know, the way Kemba has, you know, the way Kemba's playing and has his guys going behind him, I think they're a threat. I think Ohio State is a threat as well. They're so talented with Sullinger and those guys in there. So I think Ohio State with UConn and along with the teams like, you know, Notre Dame and Pittsburgh, you know, the Big East has a solid lineup as well as Ohio State. So I like those.
You know, you didn't take the easy answer there. You could have just gone with all the number one seeds. You threw in a three seed there. You had a two seed. It seems like you're following this a little bit more intently than maybe a couple other guys that are in the same position. They're going to be playing in the McDonald's All-American game coming up later in the month.
Yeah, I think everybody, you know, usually typically picks a one seed. I think that's the fun part about March Madness is, you know, you never really know. So I like to mix things up and just go with teams that I think could possibly make a run at the title.
How often do you get a chance to go up to Boston and see your dad and the Celtics play?
Not too much. You know, with his schedule, you know, the NBA life's very fast, and he's always on the road. And for my age, it's kind of crazy, too. So I'm gone a lot as well. So it kind of, you know, buds each other. But at the same time, he does take time to, you know, come see me play. And when I do have time, I go up there and get to see, you know, him and, you know, his team.
Has it been tough, though, on you with him traveling so much and being away and you're down in Florida?
It has been tough, but he's put in a lot of effort to come see me and support my family. At the end of the day, you know, he's a father, and he takes a lot of time to do that, come down and support our family. And it is tough because a lot of times, you know, you have to do a lot more. But, you know, that's what his job requires, and he's done a great job of being there for us, so it's all good.
For more information about the McDonald's All-American game that's coming up on March 30th in Chicago, it's mcdonaldsallamerican.com. Now, I'm going to pull back the curtain here, and Austin, bear with us for a second, because I need to let everybody in on this. I've got my producer telling me that somewhere in earshot, your dad might be standing or near a phone.
Yes, he's right here.
Okay. Now, question for Doc Rivers. Marquette in the tournament, they're an 11 seed. They are the last team that made it out of the Big East. Make the case for Marquette to win more than a game, Doc.
Buzz Williams. Athleticism, they're going to win. They'll definitely win. I keep hearing all this Xavier stuff, guys. Who do you have?
Doc, I've got Xavier, sorry.
Oh, come on.
I have been so down on the Big East having 11 teams that I kind of pulled a 180. I need to have a couple of games where I just say, all right, 180, and that was Marquette. I have Marquette over Xavier.
Yeah, there you go. And listen, you want Buzz to stay alive. I mean, he's colorful. It would be great for the tournament as far as I'm concerned.
Now, we're catching you on a strange day, though, Doc. I never thought that we would get an opportunity to talk to you and say, so what happened with the Celtics losing to the Nets last night? But here I am being able to ask you that very question.
Yeah, trust me. I was asked that a lot today. So, you know, we really just aren't playing very well right now. You know, we're going through a little funk. We lost our rhythm a little bit offensively, and you know, we got to get it back. We have some practices coming up. We have guys coming back. Baby played last night, and Delonte West will hopefully play on Wednesday. So it's nice to get healthy bodies back.
Thinking back to when I played, Doc, every time I played, I looked forward to what my dad had to say about me and criticize more or less, and that really made me a better player, but it was in a different sport. Are you that way? Are you really critical, or are you really supportive in allowing him to make and learn from his own mistakes?
Yeah, I'm more supportive. I just think you have to be. You know, you guys have probably been to AAU events where you see parents screaming and yelling. And, you know, I think these kids are coached far more than we were. You know, and so the way I look at it, I just try to be a parent. We're going to talk basketball naturally anyway. Austin's going to ask me questions. I'm going to, you know, give my opinion at times. But for the most part, I pretty much stay back and let his coaches coach him.
We asked Austin, Doc, about if it's tough on him when you're up in Boston and traveling so much in the NBA and him down in Florida with the rest of the family. What about you? How hard is it on you that you want to be there to support your son and see him play and watch him develop as a basketball player, but you're so tied in with the Celtics?
Oh, it's brutal. I mean, let's just be honest. It's why every year I think about not doing it. I mean, I love coaching. I love coaching the Celtics. But, you know, you want to see as many games as possible. This year, was a good year for me because for whatever reason, games worked out on days off. You know, it meant a lot of travel where I was able to see Austin and my daughter Callie play volleyball and Jeremiah in Indiana and Spence, who's the youngest of the family. But it does take its toll. There's no doubt.
JJ in the mouth, talking with Doc Rivers, the head coach of the Boston Celtics and father of the 2011 National Player of the Year, Austin Rivers, heading to Duke this fall, but the McDonald's All-American game coming up on March 30th, and you can see the game on ESPN. Doc and Austin, who joined us earlier, Doc, really appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.